Today we have two important events. First, it is the first Saturday of the month of December, dedicated to the child Jesus, to the holy infancy of Jesus. And of course, for us here, it is a day of a plenary indulgence, if we follow the prescriptions of the law. In addition, it is the eve, the vigil, of the first Sunday of Advent. And as such, it is the beginning of a new year of grace, the year of grace of 2024, which begins the 103rd year of this parish and shrine. So it is indeed a very special occasion. Now, the readings of today in particular, as we see from our Lord himself, his very terse command, watch, tell us everything. We need to be aware of the fact that our lives, each and every one of us, individually and together, corporally, our lives are very fragile. And we could be seeing the end of those lives today or tonight or tomorrow. We do not know. And so therefore, we need to be prepared. And it doesn't matter if you are 5 months or 10 years or 30 or 40 or 50 or 90. Watch. You do not know when he shall come to fetch your soul. And you are to render an account, as the Lord expresses in the gospel of today. He is like the man who went on a journey and left everything in order. And we know about that. And then the minute he leaves, the servants do whatever they want. And we know about that too. Some of you more than others. And so everybody thinks, you know, oh, we have plenty of time. Let's enjoy ourselves. Let's take advantage of this. He's going to be gone for a long time. He may never come back. And then he shows up. And he gives to each according to his deeds. He rewards good deeds, punishes evil deeds. And of course, the ultimate reward for good deeds is heaven. Even if we make a stay, as it were, in purgatory, some shorter, some longer. The reward for evil deeds, for sins, and of course, everybody thinks, oh, that's not such a big deal, that's not so bad. Well, let's hope that our Lord Jesus Christ agrees with you on that. But the reward for evil deeds is hell. Literally, not just a word. And it will never end, just as heaven will never end. What wondrous things we will see, we will behold, and we will participate in heaven with our Lord and the Blessed Mother and all the angels and saints. But what horrors beyond our imagining we will experience if the reward for our evil sins and deeds is eternal hell. Some people say that doesn't exist. Well, with St. Pius of Petrolcina, I will say to them, well, you'll find out when you get there. And if you want to play games with God, he doesn't want to play games with you. He has said, this is it, and that's it. You will experience the reward of your actions, of your deeds. So we must take heed to the call of our Lord today as we begin this new season of Advent, as we prepare for his coming. He's coming in three ways, as says the Venerable Dom Prosper Guéranger. The first coming we have already seen, and we commemorated. He came in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who agreed to become his mother, to suffer, to die, to rise and ascend into heaven. That's the first coming. The second coming is that which we await, that about which the gospel says here, watch. And when he comes, there will be no more chances. That will be it. There will be no second or third chance. We have many chances in this life to make things right. And oftentimes we do, but oftentimes we don't. But when he comes, again, to judge the living and the dead, there will be no more chances. If you are condemned to hell, you are condemned to hell, period. And yet, there is yet another coming, the third coming, about which we read from the spiritual writers, and in particular, the fathers of the church, and Dom Prosper Granger, great liturgist and reformer of the liturgy. And he says the third coming is the coming that you experience every time Jesus comes to you and increases grace in your soul. And that's where we are now. If we are not in the state of mortal sin, in which case you're dead and you have to go to confession, and then you can be revived if you're truly sorry for your sins and repent and amend your life. But if you are in a state of grace, then that state of grace increases and increases and increases, unless you lose it by mortal sin, in which case you're wiped out. And there has to be confession and repentance and penance. And of course, if you do not do penance for your own sins, that means that I and others like me have to do it for you. And that's why I'm in so much pain. You're a pain, you know. It's very painful. It's not for anything I have done. I offer it up for the sins of the parish, for the sins of the world, for the sins of the church throughout the whole world. And there are so many. And there are many others, like myself, who are offering up penance of different kinds, especially physical penance, pain, and suffering. But each one of us has the obligation to do penance for our own sins and for the sins of mankind. And of course, along with that is the third coming of Christ, that he comes and increases our life of grace more and more and more. And so today, as we begin this new year, let us make a purposeful amendment of our life and purpose to no longer sin, to abandon sin, especially mortal sin, but any sin. Any sin is an infinite offense against the Almighty God. And let us try to do good, to suffer, and to do what Christ wants us to do. And then, of course, the last word is his. What I say to you, I say to all, watch. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.